as we come before the cross, the symbol of your love. You have given us yourself, the living bread we share, from the cross to the holy presence dwell. Oh, Lamb of God, in the holy Eucharist. Oh, Lamb of God, the Word that was.
That the boy is the father of the man is a line in the 1802 poem of William Wordsworth called The Rainbow. For in the boy, there is already the shadow of a father. This explains the metaphor we celebrate in the Paschal Mysteries. For in the story of Christ's earthly journey, which began in the manger of shepherds in Bethlehem, which means the place of bread, we see a little baby whose destiny was to be the bread of life, and his destination was the cross. And so, overlying the newborn king was already the shadow of the cross and a meal of his tender flesh in the Eucharistic banquet. The adoration of the Eucharist and admiration of the cross started at Bethlehem. For in Luke chapter 2 verse 14, the angels, in announcing Christ's birth to the shepherds, sang in adoration and jubilation, "Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus." Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men. The adoration and admiration continued in Mary and Joseph and the visit of the Magi. In the Magi's gift of gold, we behold the King of Kings. In the frankincense, we encounter the priest who will offer himself as a living sacrifice on the altar and died on the cross. Yet, the story continued, because in the gift of May, Christ lives incorruptible to reign from the cross and give life for all ages through the cross and the Eucharist. So at Bethlehem, the cross and the Eucharist were foreshadowed. The Eucharist and the cross are two sides of the same coin. One mystery born from two events of Holy Thursday and Good Friday. A single sacrifice, at once bloody and unbloody. A thanksgiving, which is also a life-giving sacrifice. And today, at the pulpit, the living word sheds light on the Eucharist. On the altar, the Eucharist reenacts the cross. And the word is made flesh to dwell among us in the tabernacle and within us in the Holy Communion. Looking at the cross hanging above the sanctuary, we come to a deeper contemplation of the Eucharist and a clear explanation of the love dwelling in the tabernacle. At the Eucharist, we reenact the cross, and on the cross, the Eucharist is symbolized, because the cross and the Eucharist are one.